Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Special English, a way to learn American English and much more. Today, we present the Development Report, and This is America, coming up after World News.
It is 0:30, Universal Time, and here is the news in Special English. Rebels in the oil-rich Niger Delta area of Nigeria say they have killed 22 government officials as part of an oil war. The announcement by the Rebel Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND, follows 2 days of fighting with government forces. The rebel group said it began what it called a hurricane of attacks on oil centers in Southern Rivers State. It warned oil companies to withdraw workers in the next 24 hours. The rebels say the attacks are in reaction to a deadly military offensive against them in the area. MEND rebels said earlier they had destroyed oil flow stations and pipelines belonging to the Chevron and Royal Dutch Shell companies. Russian officials say they have recovered the flight information recorder from a deadly airplane crash Sunday in the Ural Mountains. All 88 people on the Aeroflot passenger plane were killed. It had been flying from Moscow to Perm. Russian officials say there was no immediate evidence of terrorism or sabotage. A spokesman for investigators said technical failure was probably the cause of the crash. A spokeswoman for the Aeroflot company says passenger lists included people from Switzerland, France, Germany, Turkey, and Italy. Officials said the dead include Russian General Gennady Troshev. He led Russian efforts to crush an Islamist separatist movement in the Republic of Chechnya. 2 bomb explosions have killed at least 5 policemen in northern Iraq. 5 other officers were wounded. Police say the bombs exploded along a road in Diyala province as the police drove by. In other news, Iraq's parliament has voted to remove legal protection from a Sunni Arab lawmaker who traveled to Israel last week. Parliament members say Mita al-Alusi can now be charged for dealing with a country considered to be an enemy. The lawmaker traveled to Israel to attend a conference on terrorism. Mr. al-Alusi also visited Israel in 2004. Extremists murdered 2 of his sons the next year. And Iraqi police say they are questioning 2 men in connection with the kidnapping and murder of a television crew in Mosul on Saturday. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack in Afghanistan that killed 2 Afghan doctors and their driver. The 3 worked for the United Nations and were traveling with several UN vehicles at the time of the attack. As many as 15 others were wounded. The doctors were traveling to the town of Spinboldak to vaccinate people against polio. They were killed near the Pakistani border. Indian police say they have detained several people in connection with deadly bomb attacks in New Delhi Saturday. At least 21 people were killed in 5 separate explosions, mostly at markets. About 100 others were wounded. Police also found and safely disarmed 4 bombs in other places in New Delhi. An Islamic militant group claimed responsibility for the attacks. Indian Mujahideen made the claim in a message sent to local news stations. The group also claimed responsibility for a series of bombings in July. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki says his nation continues to cooperate with the International Atomic Energy Agency in a truthful and serious way. A new IAEA report about Iran's nuclear activities is expected to be released Monday. Iranian state media report Mr. Mottaki as saying he does not yet know the details of the report. The last such IAEA document was released in May. That report expressed concern about Iran's weapons research. The United Nations Security Council is pressuring Iran to stop uranium enrichment. The process can be used to make nuclear bombs. Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak says border crossings between Israel and the Gaza Strip will be closed Monday. He says Palestinian militants fired a rocket into southern Israel Sunday. The rocket landed in an open field in Sderot. Officials say no one was hurt. In another development, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert denounced an attack by Israeli settlers on a Palestinian village in the West Bank. He compared the violence to pogroms, a term generally used to describe organized violence against Jews. He said such violence will not be accepted in the occupied West Bank. Israeli settlement leaders have expressed anger that Mr. Olmert used the word pogrom. Bolivian officials now say at least 28 people were killed in fighting last week between opposition and government supporters. Interior Minister Alfredo Rada spoke after more bodies were found in Pando province. The fighting took place at a protest of proposed constitutional reforms. Supporters of opposition party governors fired guns at poor farmers who support the government. Bolivian President Evo Morales has accused Pando's governor of ordering the attack. Governor Leopoldo Fernandez has denied any link to the violence. Mr. Morales declared emergency conditions in Pando and sent troops to take control of the local airport. Opposing political groups in Zimbabwe are expected to sign a power-sharing deal on Monday. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, and a leader of a smaller opposition group, Arthur Mutumbara, reached the deal last week. Local media reported Sunday the three sides had held discussions on a 31-member power-sharing cabinet. 16 would be from the opposition and 15 from the ruling party. The details of the agreement are expected to be officially released at the signing ceremony in the capital, Harare. Many African heads of state are expected to attend the historic event. And now briefly, here again is the major news of the hour. Rebels in the oil-rich Niger Delta area of Nigeria say they have killed 22 government soldiers as part of an oil war. Russian officials say Investigators have ruled out terrorism in a deadly airplane crash in the Ural Mountains. And two bomb explosions have killed at least 5 policemen in northern Iraq. That's the news in VOA Special English, coming to you from Washington.
The development report is next in VOA Special English. After that, listen for the program This is America. Go to voaspecialenglish.com for transcripts of our programs, along with MP3s, podcasts, Special English on TV, and more.
This is the VOA Special English Development Report. A better rat trap has led to a better life for the Irula tribe in Tamil Nadu state in southeastern India. The Irulas are one of the lowest groups in the Hindu social order. They live in rural poverty. Many work as rat catchers in farm fields. Farmers pay them a few cents for each rat they kill. The traditional way they catch rats is to light a fire in a clay pot. They blow air through a small hole in the bottom to send smoke into the underground spaces where rats live. Then, for food, the catchers dig out the rats and any grain stored in their burrows. But often the rats escape, and the rat catchers get burned on their lips and hands. Many also suffer lung and heart disease from breathing the smoke. Several years ago, the director of the Center for the Development of Disadvantaged People in Chennai looked for a better way. Setu Narayanan worked with a mechanical engineer to design a steel trap. With the new trap, the rat catcher still forces smoke into the burrow, but the trap is attached to an air pump operated by hand. The catcher no longer needs to blow into the trap, and the pump has a wooden handle to prevent burns to the hands. The Irulas asked for and received almost $100,000 from the World Bank. They used the money to establish a factory to build the traps. It employs 50 women. The traps are sold for about $25 each. Rats can destroy 25% of a crop. The improved rat trap has saved tons of grain. With the clay pots, rat catchers succeed only 40% of the time. Some catchers could not earn enough money to feed their families. The steel trap succeeds 95% of the time. An expert on international business visited Tamil Nadu and wrote a case study about the tribal rat catchers. Siri Tergesen from Texas Christian University is now a visiting assistant professor at Indiana University. Her report appeared last November in the journal Entrepreneurship Theory and Practice. India has about 3 million Irulas. 99% cannot read or write. But now, with the better rat trap, they are earning more money. More are getting health care. And other Indians may think better of them for using modern technology. But, more importantly, Siri Tergesen says many Irula children now go to school instead of catching rats. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Geraldine Watson. Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. Lots of people have a favorite city. Maybe it is the city where they were born, or the place of their happiest memories. Or maybe it is just a place they would like to call home. Today we present some songs about favorite American cities. Your travel guides are Shirley Griffith and Rich Kleinfeld.
New York, New York. More songs have been written about America's biggest city than about any other city. More than 8 million people live in New York. Many others dream about leaving their small towns to go there. They want to become rich and famous. Frank Sinatra sings about this dream in the most popular song written about New York.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap.
Almost 3 million people live in the middle western city of Chicago, Illinois. It is now America's third largest city. It used to be the second largest city. So, of course, it needed its own song. Judy Garland sings the song, Chicago, Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that top town, Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar, blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to stay. I just want to stay. They do things they don't do on Broadway. Say, they had the time of their life. I saw a man who danced with his wife in Chicago. Chicago.
Near Chicago is the small industrial city of Gary, Indiana. This city was made famous by a song in a musical play called The Music Man. The play opened on Broadway in New York in 1957. In the musical, a young boy sings about his hometown. Here, Eddie Hodges sings Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, let me say it once again.
Right in the middle of America is the city of Kansas City. It is the largest city in the state of Missouri. In the 1960s, songwriters Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller wrote about going to Kansas City. Why? because, they said, it was filled with many wonderful women. James Brown sings the song, Kansas City.
Going to Kansas City! Kansas City, yeah, right, strong. Going to Kansas City! Kansas City, yeah, right, strong. They got some crazy little boxes there. I'm going to get me one. Look here. I'll be standing on the corner. 12 Street and Vine.
Americans love cities near the ocean. One of the most popular is Miami, Florida. Visitors go there all year because the weather is warm. This song about Miami was written in 1935. The Hot Mustard Jazz Band sings Moon Over Miami.
Shine on my love and me, so we can stroll beside the roll of the rolling sea. Moon over Miami, shine on as we begin a dream for two that may come true when the tide comes in. Hark to the song of the smiling troubadours. Hark to the throbbing guitars. Hear how the waves offer thunderous applause after each song to the stars.
One of America's most exciting cities is Las Vegas, Nevada. There, you can play games of chance all night long. The city's entertainment centers are open all night, too. In 1964, Elvis Presley starred in a movie called Viva Las Vegas. Here is the song from that movie. It is sung by the group ZZ Top.
One of the most beautiful cities in America is San Francisco, California. It is between the Pacific Ocean and San Francisco Bay in the northern part of the state. The most popular song about the city is called I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Tony Bennett recorded it in 1962. It sold more than 3 million records.
I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fire
don't care, my love.
Many people love Los Angeles, California. It is now America's second largest city. More than 3 million people live there. Los Angeles is popular because the weather is warm and the sun shines almost all the time. Randy Newman sings about his feelings for the city in the song, I Love L.A.
Rolling down Imperial Highway, the big nasty lady to my side, Santa Ana winds blowing hot from the north. Born to ride. Roll down the window, put down the top, crank up the Beach Boys, baby. Don't let the music stop. We go and ride it till we just can't ride it no more. From the
Not everyone, however, loves Los Angeles. Some people do not like all the big roads around the city. They call Los Angeles a great big freeway. They like living in a smaller place. A place like San Jose, California. Dionne Warwick sings about going back to this city. The song is, Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
That never were, are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet.
Today's program was written by Shelley Gullist. It was produced and directed by LaJuan Davis. I'm Rich Kleinfeld.
And I'm Shirley Griffith. Join us again next week for another report about life in the United States on the VOA Special English Program, This is America.
Thank you.